Okay, Mike, quick gut check. June 16th, there's a special election in Melbourne. One question on the ballot. Do you actually know what it's asking?
I do, because unlike you, I did the reading.
Of course you did.
It's one sentence, basically. Should Milburn switch from the township committee form of government, what we have now, to the council manager form? Yes adopts the new form. No keeps what we've got.
See that right there? Form of government. People hear that and their eyes glaze over. It sounds like a zoning subcommittee meeting at 11 p.m.
And that's exactly why the people who don't want you to vote for it are happy if your eyes glaze over. Boring is their best friend here.
Ooh, spicy. Okay, walk me through it. And I'm gonna push back the whole way because somebody has to.
I would expect nothing less. So right now, Milburn is run by a five-member township committee, elected in partisan elections, so party primaries, every single year for 3-year terms. And the mayor isn't elected by you. The committee picks the mayor from among themselves for a 1-year term.
1 year? You're barely mayor before you're unmayor.
Pretty much. The proposal, the council manager form, does a few things. 7 council members instead of 5, nonpartisan elections, every other year instead of every year, 4-year staggered terms, and a professional municipal manager runs day-to-day operations.
Hold on. Professional manager? That's the part that makes people nervous. Some unelected bureaucrat running the town?
That's the great myth, and I love that you went straight to it. Here's the thing. Milburn already has that person. We've had a professional business administrator running daily operations for 41 years. 2 people have held the job in 4 decades.
Wait, 41 years? So this isn't new.
It's not new at all. The council manager form just makes it official. Right now, that role exists because of a local ordinance. Under the new form, the manager's job is defined by state law.
And why do I, a normal person with a mortgage and a kid doing travel soccer, care whether it's an ordinance or a state law?
Because an ordinance can be rewritten or repealed by 3 people on the committee any Tuesday night. State statute can't be. So it's the difference between professional management we happen to have and professional management we're guaranteed to keep.
Okay, that's actually a better answer than I wanted it to be.
I have several more.
I'm sure you do.
Let me hit you with the number that flipped me. 43%.
43% of what?
Of Milburn's registered voters are unaffiliated. Not Democrats, not Republicans, independents.
Okay, and?
And under the current partisan system, the election that actually narrows the field is the June primary. Primaries are closed. So if you're one of those 43% of unaffiliated voters, you are locked out of the election that does the real deciding, unless you go register with a party.
Huh. So by the time the November general rolls around,
the meaningful choices have basically been made without nearly half the town.
Okay, but let me play devil's advocate, because that's my whole job in this episode. The no side says nonpartisan elections don't actually remove partisanship. People still know who's a Democrat and who's a Republican. You can't scrub politics out of politics.
That's a fair point, and honestly, it's their strongest one. You can't perform a partisan shipectomy on human beings.
Please, put that on a lawn sign.
But here's the rebuttal. Nonpartisan elections aren't about pretending nobody has opinions. It's about who gets to vote and what the race is about. No closed primary means every voter, all 43% of those independents included, is equal on election day. And candidates run on Milburn issues, not on a national party label that has nothing to do with whether we fix the flooding on a given road.
And we already do this somewhere, don't we?
Our Board of Education. Nonpartisan for years. Nobody thinks the school board is some radical experiment. The proposal just extends the model we already trust to the township.
All right. Let's deal with the scary mailers, because people are getting them. The big one. If this passes, your current government gets canceled, terms abolished, boards dissolved. That sounds alarming, Mike. It's designed to. And here's the honest part. it's not entirely made up. There is a transition. If it passes, all 7 new council seats are elected this November, and the new government starts January 1st, 2027.
So they're not totally lying.
No, and I want to be straight about that, because the second you exaggerate, you lose people. The spin is the word canceled. Nobody's canceling anything. You elect the new council, garbage still gets picked up, police still respond. There's not one day without a functioning government. A vote isn't a takeover, it's an election.
What about the other scary one? You'll be stuck. You won't get to vote again for 4 years.
Flatly wrong. The terms are 4 years, but they're staggered, so there's an election every 2 years. You actually go to the ballot box regularly. And bonus, the new form gives residents something we don't have now, initiative and referendum.
Translate.
You and your neighbors can propose a law by petition or overturn one the council passed between elections. Direct power. We have zero of that today.
Okay, so the accountability argument the no side makes, it kind of boomerangs?
It really does. They say you lose your voice. The proposal gives you more of one.
My devil's advocate again. Isn't 7 politicians just more politicians? More salaries, bigger government?
I had the same reflex, but the reasoning is weirdly practical. 2 reasons. 1, open public meetings law. A 5-member body can only put 2 people in a working group, and 2 people can't really hold formal deliberations. 7 members lets you have 3-person subcommittees that can actually do committee work.
And reason 2?
Math. If someone on a 5-member body has to recuse, conflict of interest, their kid's contractor, whatever, you can deadlock 2-2 with no way to break it. A 7-member council absorbs a recusal and keeps governing. It's resilience.
So it's less more politicians and more the body doesn't seize up.
Exactly. And think about the scale. Milburn's got around 22,000 residents and a budget in the tens of millions of dollars. 5 part-time people campaigning every single year is a small structure running a big operation.
We've kind of outgrown the clothes.
That's the whole thing in one line, yeah.
Here's the objection I find most persuasive, honestly. Every time someone points to another town, people go, well, that's not us. This is Milburn.
And you know what? They're white. We're not Red Bank. We're not West Windsor. Different towns.
You're agreeing with the other side now? Whose podcast is this?
Stay with me. We're not the same town. But the form of government is the same thing wherever it's used. And here's what gets me. Separate, independent commissions in different towns keep reaching the same diagnosis.
Meaning?
West Windsor's Charter Commission, back in 1992, heard testimony that national party issues have nothing to do with local ones, and unanimously recommended going nonpartisan. Sound familiar? That's almost word for word what Milburn's commission found in 2026.
2 different towns, decades apart. Same conclusion. And West Windsor's been living under it for 30-plus years. Then in 2024, somebody tried to drag them back to partisan elections, and the voters said no by about 66%. So they didn't just adopt it and regret it. They got a chance to reverse it and chose to keep it.
That's the part that's hard to argue with. And Red Bank, right down the parkway, made the same switch in 2022 by 68%. Because their commission found partisan elections had created a divisive, dysfunctional environment. When 2 or 3 independent juries hand down the same verdict, at some point, that's not a coincidence. It's evidence.
Okay, it's not a coincidence. It's evidence. I'll allow it. That's good.
I've been saving it.
Can we talk about the money? Because this is the part that made me sit up.
This is the part that made me genuinely annoyed. And I don't annoy easily.
The group running the No campaign calls itself, and I want to get this right, Residents for Transparency and Affordability.
Transparency. Keep that word in mind.
And the campaign finance filings, which are public, anyone can look them up, show what?
They've raised about $16,500 in itemized contributions, and roughly 40% of it, about $6,400, comes from Democratic Party and political committee accounts.
the local party committee, a county freeholder's election fund, a former official's campaign fund.
And the yes side.
Funded by individuals, residents, $0 from any party or political organization.
So the transparency campaign is the one taking party money.
And this is the kicker. One of the commissioners, Corey Biller, pointed out that the no organization knew about every single public meeting the commission held, more than a dozen of them, over 70 hours of public work, and they chose not to show up, not to participate, not to help shape the recommendation.
And then spent tens of thousands fighting it afterward.
His question, which I think is the right question, was basically, why would a group calling for transparency hide who they are while spending B money to fight a recommendation they refuse to help build? Ask why.
Michael's advocate, last time, I promise. Maybe they just didn't trust the process. Maybe they think the whole commission was stacked.
Could be. But the commission was elected. Milburn voters created it in 2025 by a 65% margin and chose the five members. And the process was radically open. Weekly public meetings, 40-plus interviews, the full report posted online, public Q&A sessions. If you think it's flawed, the move is to show up and say so, on the record, with your name on it.
Facts over fear. With a receipt.
With a receipt.
Okay, before we land this plane, I want to do the thing good people do. Give me the best, honest case for voting no. Not the scary mailer version, the real one.
Fair. And honestly, there's one I respect. Here it is, straight. Milburn is, by most measures, a well-run, desirable town. Great schools, strong services. I love it exactly as it is. Why touch it? That's a real instinct, and if that's your no, I get it. No snark.
Thank you. That's the version I can respect, too.
And my honest response to that person is not broke and couldn't be a lot better. Are different things. You can love Milburn and think the operating system is due for an upgrade. Those aren't in conflict. Loving the town is the reason to do it, not the reason to leave it alone.
Okay, that's the honest no.
Right, but let's be real. That's not the no with the budget. There's a second no, the one sending the mailers and quietly taking party money. And if you want the bumper sticker version of what that no is actually asking you to keep, here it is.
Oh no.
Vote no if you like a closed primary where 43% of your neighbors don't get a say. Vote no if you think a national party label belongs on a pothole. Vote no if you'd rather your slate get picked in a back room than at an open ballot. And my favorite, vote no if you think the group that won't tell you who funds it should be the one lecturing you about transparency.
That is a rough bumper sticker.
It won't fit on a lawn sign. That's kind of the point.
So the honest no, you respect. The funded no, can show its receipts like the rest of us. So where do you land? For real?
Yes. Without much hesitation, honestly. Not because the other side is evil. They're not. But because when I actually read the thing, every scary claim got smaller and every boring fact got bigger. More voters included. Professional management locked in by law. A body that can actually function. Direct power for residents. And a couple of neighboring towns who already ran the experiment and re-upped.
And me? I came in as the skeptic. And I'll be straight. The 43% locked out of primaries and the transparency group quietly taking party money, those two did it for me. I want every neighbor's vote to count the same. And I want to know who's talking to me.
So here's the practical part, because none of this matters if you don't show up. The election is Tuesday, June 16th. Polls are open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. If you vote by mail, you need to request that ballot by June 9th.
Read the actual report. It's at milburncharter.org. The whole thing's posted. Don't take our word for it. Take theirs. The commission's. With the footnotes.
Facts over fear.
Vote yes on June 16th. We'll see you at the polls. And probably at the bagel place after.
Obviously at the bagel place after.